You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Zodiac Zone with Melissa Marcus.
Melissa Marcus.
Live from mmastrovibes.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Zodiac Zone
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Zodiac Zone at my new time. So excited. I wanted to talk today about Pluto, because Pluto on Monday, it went direct, and people get really confused about Pluto. First of all, it's what we call a generational planet. So it stays in a sign 20 years. So when it goes into a sign or a house, usually in that 20 years, it's death, destruction, and then transformation, which kind of sounds a little bit scary. It's like, what do you mean death? It could be death of an energy. For example, Pluto since 2019 has been in my sixth house in Virgo. And so my job has changed so much. I went from corporate America to doing my passion work, which is vibrational vitality, mixing astrology with biohacking, and doing this wonderful show. And it's like, it's amazing how it just changes the energy. So I wanted to talk about it going into Aquarius, and it's direct now in Aquarius. And the way that these generational planets work is they go back and forth between signs because they stay retrograde about 50% of the time. So now that it's fully in Aquarius until 2043, which, oh my gosh, that seems like such a long time, right? You're going to see some extraordinary things happen collectively on the planet. And I know that everybody, when I talk to people, they've been feeling this energy in the United States. So it's really about technology. We've been seeing remarkable things with AI. It's about collective activism, too. Looking at everything as a community. Pluto was first ruled by Saturn, and then it's now currently it's ruled by Uranus. So it's very slow moving. And I'm sure that we're, again, it takes 248 years to go around the sun. So we're having something quite extraordinary happen too, is that it's out of bounds, meaning usually it falls within the celestial equator. It's about, falls within line with the sun, meaning about 23 to 26 degrees. It's out of that. So that usually is about a 10 year cycle typically. So what that means is it's going to be very, very intense energy. And when I'm talking about changing, I'm talking about collectively, we are changing. We are going into the fourth industrial revolution. We are, the world, I'm 56 years old, the world that I grew up in is not going to be the same within the next 10 years. So, sorry, that's my dog. I just wanted to make that point very clear, because especially if you're an empath and you're very, you can feel energy, just know that a lot of this is astrological energy. And that's the reason why everything is kind of feeling so intense and so strong. So I wanted to make that point to you. I do charts I read people's charts, and I always look where Pluto is in their chart natally and where it is in transit. So it really can give the person very much clarity about what's going on within their chart and within the United States of America chart, the world chart collectively, where it's at. So expect to see activism, expect to see amazing things going on because it's an air energy with artificial intelligence. We could in the next, 20 plus years have contact with other star systems. So it's going to be a wild ride, and just expect that energy to be very, very intense for the next 10 years. So I wanted to kind of, I think it's fascinating and interesting, this information. And every time I look at and I see world events and what's going on, I always look back at the chart. So anyway, I want to do readings as always. I have Mary from Oshawa, Michigan.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what I am, Mary, is I'm a vibrational evolutionary astrologer, and I really look at something in the chart called the lunar nodes. So when I look at these nodes, I'm going to look from an evolutionary standpoint of, what you come from, past lives, what you're trying to accomplish in this life, and what are some of the wounds that are holding you back from, from being in your purposeful energy. So
great.
Do you have your birth time, first of all?
I do. It is 10:59 p.m.
10:59 p.m. Okay.
Yes.
And what is the date you were born? Month, date, and year?
August 21st, 1964. That was a Friday.
Awesome. And the city and state you were born?
In Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, Grand Rapids. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is Kent or Onton, or is that, wait.
Kent County.
Kent County. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, okay. First of all, the first thing I notice is that your nodes are at 00, which is a critical degree, meaning this is a new cycle for you. So your south node is the energy you come in on, and you're trying to get to the north node energy. It's in Capricorn in the eighth house of Scorpio, and your north node is in Cancer in the second house of Taurus. So what that means is typically north nodes in Capricorn, they're very hard workers. They're very, and I was looking to, you have, your elements look pretty even. Very hard workers. Now, because it's in the eighth house, I would say that there could be a feeling of where you want to be protected, that you have a lot of spiritual energy, but there's a protective component to all of this. And really with these nodes in Capricorn and Cancer is really the balance of work and family, how to balance that.
Okay.
And so you're trying to get to the emotional side of your personality and into the receiving side of who you are. Typically with these nodes, with Capricorn, Cancer, Aries, Libra, There could be a gender shift, meaning that you have more masculine energy than feminine energy. So you maybe exist in your masculine. Is this resonating with you on any
level?
It
is. Yeah, it is. I have a strong personality. Yep.
Yeah. So I think for in this time, it's really about receiving and surrendering for yourself. You know, because the second house is not only your finances, but your own self-worth and what's going to make you feel the best about yourself. You know, I would say a lot of people, when I see the north node in the second house, it could be building a business based on emotion and feeling, you know, and based on your, you know, your yearning to do this. And you have an emotional aspect of this, and it could be also purpose work, whatever you feel purposely driven to do. That's what you should do. I don't know. I see that Chiron and Pisces in the 10th house, and Saturn is there too. I feel like in your career and where you're in the spotlight, it's been, you've learned a lot of lessons, and it's that's where you've had some challenges, I would say, where you kind of want to retreat and be in your own little space and not deal with maybe some of the authoritative figures or people that you've worked with.
I'm very entrepreneurial.
So I think if you add whatever you do or whatever you feel drawn to do, if you add that bit of not just getting the job done from a technical standpoint, but really emotionally what drives you and where you can bring that emotional sensitivity and almost that motherly kind of feeling into whatever you do is where you're really, where you're going to find your highest vibration. And that's where you're going to succeed the most. And I would say Pluto in the fourth house, I think it's really important for you to be grounded in home and have that stability at home. I mean, that's
like work from home is what you mean.
Oh, you do. Okay.
No, I mean, I'm asking you like working from home is what you mean. Be grounded from home?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's important for you to have that because I think, you know, without getting too personal, because I know that these charts are very, very personal and I'm kind of making it very generalized, but, you know, I would definitely say if you want to go deeper, we can have a consultation about that. But I think probably at a young age, that was a hard aspect for you, home and feeling safe and feeling secure. You know, there was something, there was something there, I would say. But and it's really your son is there. So I feel like if you can find that security, safety, you know, that would be a really good place for you. Again, it's balancing the work, you know, just doing the work and how to feel grounded too, because that's a part of it. You know, South nodes and Capricorns tend to work themselves, you know, to the point where you have to say, okay, let's stop working.